I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Couple of tweets to tell you about. One of them is actually, it could be from any of the Niner reporters. Jacob Cowing out of practice again today. Injury at this point, severity unknown. Apparently it happened yesterday. Don't know what happened. I'm assuming at some point soon we will get word on what the situation is with Jacob Cowing and if there is a timetable or a problem or what have you. But then want to go back to early this morning when great NFL reporter Diana Russini sent this tweet. And I want to know how y'all translate this because to me, this has Juwan Jennings written all over it. Here's the tweet. The Jets are among several teams monitoring the trade market for potential wide receiver additions per sources. The 49ers and Vikings are also making calls. All right. The reason my head immediately goes to Juwan Jennings is the fact that even though there's all these Jordan Watkins, and now here we go again with Jacob Cowing, and we know that Ayuk is out and all of this stuff, there is still Russell Gage and Robbie Chosen and all of this. There's still enough to handle week one. Unless Juwan Jennings is not here.
Yeah.
And then I get it if you're like, look, we might want someone really good, or at minimum, we're going to need somebody to be WR4 and WR5 that week. When you combine it with Kyle Shanahan's comments yesterday that, yeah, even if Juwan's healthy in 2 weeks, you're not going to play football if you don't have camp, because all you're going to do then, even if you're healthy, is you are going to get hurt again. And we've watched that happen. I translate this to mean things are not going well with Juwan Jennings. And I don't believe that's fully about health. I believe that something is going on contractually here. The Niners are trying to move this thing to the finish line ASAP because there is a game in 2.5 weeks and they are preparing themselves for it to not happen.
And also, it could be injury, it could be cash, it could be calf, whatever it is, but it's not moving toward the spot where they want it to. And I do think what you said about Shanahan's comments yesterday is what I highlighted this morning, where you got to practice to be ready to play, especially with a calf. And if he's got a calf, and Kyle said that he does, and they saw it on the imaging, allegedly, a few weeks back, so even if the contract was all settled, you still would need him to get a little bit of a ramp up to test the calf and show if he's ready or not. And this also tells me that they're getting signals that the Demarcus Robinson suspension that is coming, that likely will come before week one.
Yep.
So if you start to pick through what you have, Pearsall, man, he looks great. Jennings, no calf, no contract. Robinson, likely suspended. Cowing, hurt again. And then Watkins is hurt. And Robbie Chosen, you got to be kidding me. he might be a practice squad guy. You pulled him in. Russell Gage, sure, he could be a guy. But right now, you don't have more than, currently you have one wide receiver that you can look at and go, yep, I believe in him, and that's Ricky Pearsall. One. Not three, not four, not five. You got one.
Right.
So, yeah, you're damn right they're out there shopping for a receiver. They better be.
Well, I wouldn't if Juwan Jennings was going to play, and I'm sure that they know right now a lot more than we do with regard to where this is going and whether or not it has to do with cash, calf, or both. We're getting close to where they're going to have an idea of how this is going, and we have still not heard anything about a timeline. And the longer we go with no timeline, the more I believe that this is about cash, not calf. Because the cash is the one where you're like, well, we can't put a timeline on it. We don't know when either side is going to budge in this leverage game. But the calf, dude, you got to have some sort of a clue about what's going on. If it hasn't gotten any better in the last 3 weeks, then I would outwardly say right now, well, yeah, it probably isn't going to get better within the next 2.5 weeks. There has to have been some movement with the calf. We still don't get an update. Why? You're giving an update about everybody else. So I am very much starting to push to the side of the fence that I believe this is much more about cash than it is about calf. And I think that therefore the 49ers will start to play their leverage game, which is to say, all right, dude,
yep,
if you're not going to come practice, then we're going to go start acquiring other wide receivers. And I don't think it'll be top of the market stuff. I don't think it's going to be Terry McLaurin or anything like that. Gabe Davis is out there having meetings with the Steelers and the Bills now. And so I don't know how that one feels. I know people want Amari Cooper, but we're getting to that spot where teams are maybe going to make a surprise cut or two. And so on the cheap, you can get a veteran wide receiver who can come in, learn something fast, and catch some passes for you at least for a few weeks. That's kind of how I see what's going on right now.
I agree with you about the read on Jennings, because if it was the calf, you'd get more of a sense of, you know, how close he is to returning. Is he working out on the side? What is the timetable? But you're not getting that, because I think the contract is at a spot where they're probably fairly far apart, because Juwan wants more guaranteed money, and the Niners are thinking, we've already got $30 million a year into Ayuk, and you know Pearsall is going to come up here in a couple more years, and so we're going to have to pay him if we like him, and we actually do. And so, yeah, what do you want, Juwan? You want a little bit more, or do you want a lot more? And if you want a lot more, that's going to be a no, because next year, the Brock Purdy contract really hits.
Yep.
That's when the big kaboom actually hits on your salary cap. So for this year, you're still trying to preserve your cap room going into next year. And, you know, you still have Ayuk, and he'll be back at some point.
At some point.
But in the meantime, can you get by with Robinson and Gage and Tariq Owens?
Well, not Robinson, because he won't. Again,
exactly, none of them.
I love the Niner receiving core week eight. I love it. I love it.
Robinson, Ayuk, Jennings, Pearsall.
Yes.
In theory. It's good.
And then whatever rookies and young guys, Cowing and
fine.
Watkins, whatever you get, like, fine. All good. And apparently they really like Gage. So I don't know. Maybe he's going to be on the Niners this year for a while.
Well, he will be the start.
Yeah, for sure.
And when Ayuk goes to the pup and you keep Gage and Robinson, I don't know if there's a list for when you're suspended, if it doesn't count on your 53, but he'll probably be on that list when he gets suspended. And then Jennings is the interesting one, where we're down now to 18 days until kick. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then 2 weeks from there, 18 days until you need to have Juwan Jennings on the field.
I read this as Kyle Shanahan saying, if Juwan's going to be ready for week one, he probably needs to be at practice Monday.
Yep, that's fair.
You probably need to be at practice Monday. And if you're not at practice Monday, we're going to go ahead and start making plans for you to not be there.
Because you got practice today, which is already over.
It's already over.
And then a walkthrough Friday, and then a game Saturday, and then Monday.
Right.
Like Monday we start week one.
We're getting ready for the Seahawks.
Right.
And
I think the cut down is Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. That's where the cut down day is.
That's all right. Yeah. Yeah,
so
I think so.
When you get to that day, you need to know whether or not you need to keep Gage or you need to keep Robbie Chosen, or like, who do we need to keep in order to cover our bases with Juwan being where he is?
Well, and to sort of borrow a point that you made yesterday, when we're going into this last weekend of games, I think there are very few jobs that are still kind of up for grabs. I think these teams know largely who they're going to keep. So this is the week to call those teams and be like, hey, who do we think that you're keeping that you're not? Like, who are you about to get rid of? And maybe instead of just cutting that person and putting them on the open market, you can go ahead and throw that team a bone, and a trade can get pulled off right now. And, whatever, a seventh round pick swap, or do something to pull that player your direction. This is the week to do it, because these teams, the personnel people, I think, largely know what's going on. Look at Washington and Brian Robinson. Like, all of a sudden there's trade talks. Why? Well, because Washington was going to cut him. They're going to cut him. And if there's no good trade, they will cut him. That's what I believe, at least. So anyway, let's go to Guru in San Jose. If you want to talk about the Juwan thing and maybe which side you would like to blink, if you read it that way, I do. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. Guru in San Jose. Hi, Guru. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Mark, my mind went the exact same way after reading that tweet. I think, adding the 49ers as sort of a subtweet to the tweet, sort of, so to speak, is sort of trying to get leverage in this Juwan Jennings situation, because he sees all the injuries happening on the wide receiver side, and he's basically like, I'm clearly the number one, and you guys should like pay me like a number one, right? And I think sort of Juwan wants to have his cake and eat it too, in the sense that I think he wants the big 1 year deal, but he still wants to hit free agency next year. And I think that's something the Niners are not willing to do. I think the Niners do want to sign. I mean, like if they want to sign Juwan Jennings, they want to prevent him from reaching free agency next year and have him a year more under team control. So I think, the combination of what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday about Juwan Jennings and what you hear today is sort of trying to gain some sort of type of leverage in the situation. But it's very fascinating. I think the contract talks are very.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Pretty much at an impasse right now.
Guru, thanks. Yeah, I don't want to try to guess what Juwan is asking for. This is not, like there isn't all mystery with this. We've already seen the report out there from a couple of months ago that he wasn't going to show up to camp and he wanted a trade if he didn't get a new deal. To translate that as Juwan wants to get paid like a number one simply because last year he was the 49ers number one, I don't want to go that far. I think it's crazy talk to think that Juwan is out there being like, you need to get me up to $27 million a year, when right now I'm at $7 million a year. Like, that's a hard no. I can only imagine that what Juwan is trying to do is leverage a few million more. And maybe there are some guarantees and how that goes into next year. And is he a free agent and is he not? I have no idea. No sense whatsoever who's asking for what. I just know that there have been moments where John Lynch made it sound like, yeah, I think we can, you know, we can see him. We can see him. We can make him feel seen and heard. We can do a little something. But we're still looking at a player who's not practicing and has no timeline. So maybe Juwan does want a little bit more than a, hey, how you doing? And if he does, the Niners are going to say no. Because as much as I've learned this through the years, as much as there are certain players where in the moment we're like, we can't lose that guy. He's super important. I don't think they see him that way.
Right, and think about Mooney Ward last year.
Yep.
Mooney went in and said, hey, you know, we went to the Super Bowl, and you value me, and I'm good. How about I get a little something? They said, no, we're not actually going to do that. We're going to do other things. And the other piece is the Niners have always said you draft an A-list guy and you keep your A-list guys. He's not an A-list guy. He's probably off of last year a B-plus guy, but he's not Bosa, Warner,
no.
Kittle, Purdy. He's not that guy. And the third piece that I want to share is Drew Rosenhaus. That's his agent.
Oh, crap.
Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
And you know that Drew Rosenhaus is a guy who will hold everyone's feet to the fire to try to get every last dollar, and he'll do everything he can.
Yeah.
And I think that right now, knowing the situation with the Niners where, you know, the rookie receiver is out and Ayuk is out and Cowan can't stay healthy and Robinson's facing a suspension, I'm sure Drew's sitting back in his recliner thinking, oh yeah, we got these guys over a barrel.
He does have some leverage.
He does.
He doesn't have a ton. He does have some. I told you guys earlier, I think that this is one of those rare cases where I really see both sides. I understand where both sides are coming from right here. It's just a matter of whether or not they can or cannot meet in the middle. I love Juwan Jennings. I think he's a wonderful player. I love the way he plays, and I love what he stands for. But he's not irreplaceable. I hate saying that, but he's not.
Well, he might be for weeks 1, 2, 3, and possibly 4.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think the NFL wide receivers. Yeah, you're important-ish.
Number one last year, according to PFF, in blocking wide receivers, and you need blocking wide receivers.
Love him.
So I do think that he's more irreplaceable than the average person would think.
How can I get away with he's hard to replace, but he's not irreplaceable?
That's fine.
He's not irreplaceable. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.